2 Kings chapter 15. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Azariah, the son of Amaziah, the king of Judah, started to reign. He was 16 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 52 years. And his mother's name was Jecoliah from Jerusalem. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, like everything that Amaziah his father did. However, the idolatrous raised sites were not removed. The people were still sacrificing and burning incense on the idolatrous raised sites. And the Lord struck the king, and he became a leper up to the day of his death, and he stayed in the infirmary, and Jotham, the king's son, was in charge of the house, judging the people of the land. And the rest of the affairs of Azariah, and everything he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Azariah lay with his fathers, and with his fathers in the city of David they buried him. And Jotham his son reigned in his place. In the 38th year of Azariah king of Judah, Zechariah the son of Jeroboam started to reign over Israel in Samaria. And he did so for 6 months. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as his fathers did. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin. And Shallum, the son of Jabesh, conspired against him, and struck him down in public, and killed him, and he reigned in place of him. And as for the rest of the affairs of Zechariah, they are to be seen written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. That was the word of the Lord which he spoke to Jehu, when he said, "Your descendants to the fourth generation will sit on the throne of Israel." And it was so. Shallum the son of Jabesh started to reign in the 39th year of Uzziah king of Judah, and he reigned for a full month in Samaria. Then Menahem the son of Gadi from Tirzah went up and came to Samaria and struck Shallum the son of Jabesh down in Samaria, and he killed him, and he reigned in place of him. And as for the rest of the affairs of Shallum and his conspiracy which he made, they are to be seen written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. Then Menahem attacked Tifsah, and everyone in it, and its territories by Tirzah. Because it did not open up, he attacked it, and he ripped all its pregnant women open. In the 39th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Menahem the son of Gadi started to reign over Israel, and he did so for 10 years in Samaria. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin all his days. Pul, king of Assyria, came to the land, and Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, so that he would have the support to strengthen his grip on the kingdom. And Menahem raised the money with a levy on Israel, on all valiant warriors, to give it to the king of Assyria, 50 shekels of silver per person. Then the king of Assyria returned and did not stay there in the land. And the rest of the affairs of Menahem, and everything he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Menahem lay with his fathers, and Pekahiah, his son, reigned in his place. In the 50th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekahiah, the son of Menahem, started to reign over Israel in Samaria, and he did so for 2 years. And he did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin. And Pekah, the son of Remaliah, an adjutant of his, conspired against him and struck him down in Samaria, in the palace of the king's residence, with Argob and with Aryeh, and with him 50 men from the sons of the Gileadites. And he killed him, and he reigned in place of him. And as for the rest of the affairs of Pekahiah, and everything he did, they are to be seen written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel. In the 52nd year of Azariah king of Judah, Pekah the son of Remaliah started to reign over Israel in Samaria, and he did so for 20 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin. In the days of Pekah king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria came and captured Ijon, and Abel-Beth-Ma'akah, and Janoah, and Kedesh, and Hazor, and Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and he deported them to Assyria. Then Hoshea, the son of Elah, made a conspiracy against Pekah, the son of Remaliah, and he struck him down and killed him, and he reigned in his place in the 20th year of Jotham, the son of Uzziah. And as for the rest of the affairs of Pekah, and everything he did, they are to be seen written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. In the second year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, Jotham, the son of Uzziah, started to reign as the king of Judah. He was 25 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 16 years. And his mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. He acted according to everything that Uzziah his father did. However, the idolatrous raised sites were not removed. The people were still sacrificing and burning incense on the idolatrous raised sites. He built the upper gate to the house of the Lord. And the rest of the exploits of Jotham which he undertook, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? In those days the Lord started sending Rezin, king of Aramea, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, against Judah. And Jotham lay with his fathers, and with his fathers he was buried, in the city of David his father, and Ahaz his son reigned in his place.